My precious heart dwellers, it is a very special occasion when the Lord allows persecution. We become more like Him day by day if we love our enemies and pray for their good. We grow in patience and virtue and even authentic love. It is a precious grace not to be wasted. Last week we were visited by the county because someone local complained about us. The sheriff, the county, and Forest Service people paid us a little visit. We knew from the Lord that it was coming, and it surely was an opportunity to love our neighbor. Lord, please speak to my heart about this. Jesus began with a scripture. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. And that's from the Logos translation. Jesus began, Beloved, it is true. If they hate me, they will hate you. And this goes part and parcel with the calling. The more you resemble me, the more you will be hated. But this is the most perfect climate for generosity, patience, and love to triumph. At this time, when evil so abounds and finds fault in these times, it is best to be meek, humble, and quiet, yet fulfilling the laws of the land where it applies. Throughout all of history, such tactics have been used to suppress my people and keep them from growing. But the result defies the intention, because persecution increases conversions. So the more you are persecuted, the greater the harvest. Always keep this in mind, because it is easy to lose this perspective when you are in the thick of it. Men do not often perceive what is driving their thoughts. The hidden world, the spiritual dimension, drives at least 95% of all men's thoughts. Wow, Lord, that's staggering. It is indeed, and that is why your awareness and prayers against spiritual forces are so important. Anything that steals your peace, you can be sure, originates with the evil one. But where this poison arrow lands, so does my grace, directing you to forgive and have faith. Pray for those who persecute you and would do you harm. I use every bit of inconvenience they have caused you to save their souls. Claire, beloved, do not be concerned for this situation. Understand that I have already planned the way out of it, and souls will be blessed and brought nearer to me through these events. Remember, you are a light to the nations, a light on a hill which cannot be hidden. What has been meant for your ruin will result in an increase of faith and holiness for those I have sent to you. Continually balance the bad thoughts with prayer. Yes, even the short prayer to my mother, because her heart stands ready to bring conversion to this place. You need only cooperate, and graces will be lavished on souls, that they may come to know me in an intimate, fatherly way. So many around you have come from broken and abusive homes. They've had nowhere to turn, and in their rejecting their fathers, they also rejected me, without understanding that I'm nothing like their family members. With all my heart, I long to heal those who are broken and downcast. Drugs, sex, and crime have ravaged this community, Claire. The wounds go deep. This is fertile ground for those who have sought me, but in vain. The churches did not work. The family did not work. The school did not work because they were seeking healing in the wrong places. But I will work. I will bind up the wounded. I will care for the widow and the orphan. I will prove myself through faithfulness to my ravaged people. Lord, I really don't understand. Are we here for the surrounding community? You are here for all those who will listen, all those who are seeking, all those who have long since given up hope of being healed. I will move through this community in a way you cannot foresee. I will touch and heal in ways that are beyond the thoughts of man. I will shatter strongholds. I will do these things. You are right to say you are a nobody and a nothing, and as long as you remain convinced of this truth, I will work through you. Oh, how I love these people. Oh, how my heart has ached for them. So many ministers have come and gone from their midst because of the deep, dark evil of generational Satanism that has been firmly entrenched. Well, at this point, as he was speaking to me, because I have some history with this area, I was really struggling with unbelief. So he said, "Please, Claire, do not doubt these are my words. They are not only my words, but my promises to you. Forgive me, Lord, but I know we're seriously outnumbered." He continued, "If only your eyes would open, I want you to study the great battles of the Bible where my people were hopelessly outnumbered. I want you to see that these evil ones are nothing to me, and you are vastly outnumbering them by the armies of heaven assigned to you. Whether you understand it or not, you were victorious over them before." He's talking about 15 years ago when we were called into town. "Yes, there were issues in your marriage that had to be healed, but they did not succeed in separating you. You left this place because I called you forth, not because of anything they did to you. There have been significant shifts of power in this area as well. I tell you, you are not outnumbered. You are not alone. You are merely very, very little. Stay that way and we will triumph." And to the people of Penasco, I want to say, "I have heard your cries. I have seen your tears over the untimely deaths of your children. I have wept a river of tears over you, my people. I have seen the abuse and violation of the little ones, victimized by alcoholism, pedophilia, and satanic ritual abuse. I have heard the cries and the screams, and their blood cries out to heaven. I have not turned my back on you, my people, but you have turned away from me, using amusements, drugs, and illicit sexual relationships to fill the deep void in your hearts. I want to cleanse you from your iniquities. I want to heal you from the scars. I want to show you the loved ones that at their very last breath on earth were given mercy and brought to heaven. I long to reveal my great mercy to you. But you must cry out to me with all your heart. You must fast and pray and turn to me, and I will heal your land, sweeping away generations of evil doing and injustice." Now, I received this message last Friday, and I was really struggling with its content. So I went into prayer over the weekend and was waiting on the Lord to finish this because I didn't feel it was complete. So this is the other part that he gave me today. Jesus began, "I'm standing ready to bring about conversions, healings, new life, new hope to these spiritually destitute souls. I love them with all my heart, Claire. I want them to know what a father's love is truly like. For those who seemingly have been damaged beyond repair, My heart aches, and I want to heal the deep wounds of their childhood. Your prayers prepare the way. The groundwork must be laid in prayer. Then I can make the soil ready. Focus your prayers on the surrounding communities of Penasco. Pray for their healing and conversion. I want to begin something here that is very special. This is truly the most unlikely place for revival, and that is precisely why I wanted to begin here. I am pleased with you for cooperating with me and praying to have a heart for them. Please continue to do this, and you will have a real breakthrough. Each time you see or think of them, pray, and let those prayers accumulate until the fullness of time comes and I release revival. Right now, your hearts are far from them, but with little effort, you can change that. I honor prayer, and I honor obedience. There are priceless souls in this area. Of course, every soul is priceless, because you cannot put a value on my shed blood. But what I mean is that some of these souls come from a very holy background that has been buried by generations of sin and witchcraft. And when the Lord said that, for some reason, an Italian girl by the name of Chiara, which is Italian for Claire, comes to mind. She was a teenager that came down with serious cancer. And the Lord wanted to take her to heaven through this cancer. And she said, if God wants it, I want it too. And what a beautiful example of a sweet soul that discerned God's will properly and gave her life to the Lord. A prime time, you know, just before she was turning 20. What could be a more wonderful act of obedience than to say this with conviction of the heart? Yes, Lord, if you want it, I want it too. Jesus continued, your ministry is not just international. You've been called to bring comfort, healing, and wisdom to those around you as well. Everything that you do on an individual scale readies you for outreaches on a larger scale. By committing yourself to those who are hurting around you, you are preparing and making ready even a greater release of grace for the internet ministry. The wounds these people suffer are common to all in the world. Satan has succeeded in corrupting the family by taking away the fathers and putting in their stead men who are not dedicated to the family and children, but in many cases further exploit them. You can imagine the plight of a child who is being injured and dare not tell their mother. They have no one to turn to. They are so afraid of losing their family that they live under a black cloud of oppression, being continually violated. I am calling upon all heart dwellers to pray for the people of Penasco. What I begin here will spread around the world and touch your community as well. Know that the opposition coming from those who work for the evil one is strong, but nothing like my power. So expect opposition, be strong, carry through with your prayers, and definitely use the binding prayer. This is an assignment to you, my people, my heart dwellers. I need your very strong prayer support. Start with the plight of the little children who are subjected to torture and violation of their bodies. Pray that what is evil will be exposed, come to the light, and be stopped. Pray that mothers and fathers will turn to me with prayer and even fasting, and that I will increase their faith, that their prayers make a difference. I am very serious about what I want to do here, my beloved brides. Very serious. So I ask you to take on this burden for the children and families of Penasco and the surrounding area. Drugs and alcohol are major forces here. Pray that they will turn to me rather than to a false and fleeting comfort of drugs and alcohol. Break curses and strongholds. Pray much in the Spirit and allow me to pray through you. Pray for the conversion of those who worship Satan, praying that the blindness they've been struck with will be removed and they will see clearly that he cannot be trusted. Pray for a sweetness to envelop those who pray, a sweetness that will lead them to me. I am equipping you all with graces as you hear this. I love these people and I need your prayers for them. Do not stop praying for your president and the nation. That is still the highest priority. Every day that passes, the scales tilt to the side of evil until the prayers of the saints are heard and then the balance is restored. Truly, it is a daily war to keep your world alive, and each one of you tips the scales by your offerings and prayers. Someday you will see how very sublime your life of prayer on earth was and how it changed the evil destiny the devil had in store for it. You are my prayer warriors of peace and love. Never underestimate the power of your littlest prayer. I go before you. I stand behind you. I am at your side, above and below you. Nothing can harm you without my permission. So take in stride any opposition you are faced with. It is part of your character being built up. And remember that I am with you.